Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I do think that adults are way into Halloween now. I'll be the first one.
That's what it says. Adults are more into Halloween than the kids, and in part sometimes they are because of the kids. 40% of American adults say Halloween is their favorite holiday, beating out the December holidays and the 4th of July, as a for instance. Yeah, there we go. Hey, look who's here. It's 7:39.
Cuckoo.
He is Jimmy Carter. He does the Jimmy Carter Daily Report every Monday through Friday morning right here on your same bat time, bat station. Austin's premier camera store, Precision Camera and Video, is one of the sponsors. So is Prime Bank of Texas, making every stage of your life prime. And our friend Jim Swartner of Swartner Farm and Ranch. Well, where are you headed first, Jimmy?
Back where you go in the favorite holiday. I've thought about that for a long time because it sounds terrible when you say Halloween is your favorite holiday.
Well, there is a little connotation of paganism. Yeah.
You know, the reason I think it is Christmas has come with so much pressure of gift giving. If you've got children, buying the right thing, you know, there's a whole lot of pressure that goes along with Christmas. Not that you don't enjoy it, but it's pressurized. Thanksgiving is just about gluttony. I mean, it's just about eating, and it's okay.
There's some pressure on that one too, though, I would say.
Yeah, there's pressure on that one too.
Especially around an election.
Yeah, well, that's true. We'll be past that, though, this time. And then you've got Halloween, which is just fun.
Right.
And young people love to have fun. People like to get on costumes and, you know, and all that stuff. So there's just a lot. And children like it. The only pressure is you got to try to figure the costume, you know, for your child if you're a mom. There's just a lot of pressure on moms to do everything. You know, My Little Pony, is it going to be the one this year? Or is it Batman or Spider-Man or all those kind of things? So it's a fun time. I like it, too.
Oh, by the way, yes, you're right. And I acknowledge that. The election
Bob's not a dresser-upper guy,
no,
though.
Oh, yeah, no, not at all. But Eric, on the other hand, spent $5,000 on a Chewbacca costume. Or was it $7,000?
Yeah. Let's move on, Bob.
Yeah. It's like to have that money back at times, especially when you got drunk and peed in it. But that's a whole other story.
It never happened.
No, what I meant real quick, about you're going to have family over. The election will be over. We're likely going to know who the president is by November, whatever it is, 27, 26, whatever. And half the country is going to be really mad. And half your relatives are not going to be happy about it.
Well, I think all mine are going to be okay. We've disembarked on the ones that were on the other side.
Jettisoned, just sent them away.
They're gone. People have jettisoned the ones that don't agree with them. We've jettisoned friendships. I've lost some friendships over this thing.
Yep.
It's been bad. I don't want to get locked onto really any of these stories today, but the vice, this is what I thought of after I watched the first 30 minutes. I said, you know, I wish we could flip it. let these guys be running for president and let the other ones be running for vice president.
We've talked about it twice and concluded the same thing in essence, Jimmy.
Exactly. They both were sort of stable.
Well, the way I put it, Trump supporters, wouldn't you admit it? You wish your guy had some of the finesse and the communication skills that weren't so alienating as his vice president, for both of them, for that matter.
For both of them, for absolutely both of them. That's all I could think of. I said, well, what's the whole story? Is they were both acting,
civil,
in the quotes, presidential.
Yeah. Civil, yes, sir.
Presidential. That's the line.
Agreed.
This Middle East is a big deal. I know nobody wants to talk about it. It's, same song, 10th chapter in the book. The lights up the sky yesterday when they were and having all the missiles were flying in the air, going after the missiles and some other missiles, 100 or so. The sirens going off in the cities. There was one there where the siren was going off and the things were going over our head. Would just send a chill up my spine listening to that. Because hearing that air raid siren and seeing the missiles in the air, that is some very sobering stuff. And at the same time, I think we're just now finding out today there was a terrorist attack and a mass shooting in Jaffa while that was going on that killed a number of Israelis. And then they killed the terrorist. But, that's just one of the things. It was a three-ring circus going on there. One thing that the idea was yesterday, they think from Iran, is they held back. They have a lot more missiles than they fired off yesterday. But what they're trying to do, Iran's trying to save up so they can really fire at them if they try to do anything, to get back at them or try to do anything bold.
Well, this was more than twice as big as their last attack in April.
Yeah, they got a lot more. They got a lot more, but they're cheaper missiles. But they've got a lot more. They sent some ones that were really super-duper on this one that were traveling like 10 times the speed of sound or something. And so we knocked off a couple of them with our ships.
I got to ask you, do you have any idea how not only did we know it was going to start about noon and that it would go about an hour and a half or 2 hours?
Between Israel and us, we've got satellites that can tell you what they had for breakfast. They watched them set up all this stuff. They can't do it, in the cover. They can see everything.
Yeah,
these satellites that Russia has and that we have, both of us, and who knows who else has something. But our technology is probably the best. They can read the tag. They've been able to read tag numbers on your car for 30 or 40 years.
I know, but man,
we saw them set up. We saw them with these K satellites. We watched them set the missiles up.
Clausewitz, the art of war. I mean, you got to take your opponent by surprise, and there was no surprise here.
You can't do it anymore. That's hard to do in the world, and that's one thing they do know, because they told Russia before they did it. We, I'm sure, got that communication. Israel probably got that communication. Remember, that's how this whole thing was, with the Taylor Swift was going to be the mass killing it over there in Europe and wherever country that was. We heard it. And then we relayed it through the proper channels, finally went to the local police department, and they stopped it, found the guy with all the murder weapons and everything. It's just we're seeing everything in real time. We're telling Israel about it if they're not telling us about it. And so we saw it. Now, the question I have is, do we know exactly where their nuclear facilities are? And they're 1 month away from that. So what exactly is going to happen? And those are conversations that are being had between Washington and Israel and everybody else that's out there. And that's why we've got 40,000 troops in Cyprus and a couple other places dotted around. Those are Army people and Marine people. Then you got all these Marines and Navy and Air Force things at various bases and stuff. We're all loaded up for something to go real bad over there. So better keep an eye on that story big time. There was a story a couple of weeks ago. Do you remember when the small town sheriff went there and killed the local judge?
In Kentucky, right?
And I had someone tip me on this the first day about what it was about. But now it's starting. He's having some preliminary hearings and things like that. They're not willing to completely tell you, but I'll let you point the dots. When you see something like this, anybody who's covered this or a law enforcement officer, when you see a sheriff, for example, that's been friends with this guy, all of a sudden just pull a gun out and pump a bunch of shells and to keep on firing. He kept firing when the guy was under the desk, and he kept firing and kept firing and then retired. That's an emotional shooting. So were those two lovers? No, they weren't. But what they caught, and this is coming out, the sheriff found his daughter's phone number on the judge's phone. And he somehow found out about that and then got the judge's phone and rang his daughter. Now, I don't know if she answered, you know, and said, hi, honey, or whatever like that. But whatever it was something like that. And they've got those all in forensic labs to tell us who had whose phone and who talked to who. And they've interviewed the daughter. So
that's the deal. You know what gets me about the judicial system in this country is he comes in there, he does that, it's all on video, he does it, he sets his gun aside, he puts his hands in the air, and he says, arrest me, I did it. And so in court yesterday, what'd he do? He pled not guilty.
Right. And so I don't know if this judge, let's just say if the judge was doing the wild thing with his daughter, and I don't know how old the daughter was. I knew earlier this particular thing I'm reading didn't say. The one I got a long time ago did say, and I don't remember how young she is, but if she is a young, you know, like below the age in Kentucky, that's pretty early. But I don't know. I mean, does he have
You're assuming.
Yeah, I'm saying, does he have a right to shoot somebody? And you probably don't, but then I don't know if a jury's going to convict you either of something if they can prove the judge was doing something to his daughter. So stay tuned on that story. Longshoremen, this is a mess, real mess, and I don't know how they separated. It's just like the strike with the SAG-AFTRA people wanting assurances against technology. You can't get assurances against technology. You couldn't get it if you were a steamboat conductor or a buggy whip manufacturer or anything else. They're going to automate these ports. And there's not anything these people can do about it. Now, do they need more pay? I don't know. Probably. But you can't give them job security from automation. That's the one thing. I don't see how in the world these companies can do that. And we'll see. But it could be costing the country $5 billion a day. And Biden would not. He could invoke Taft-Hartley and force them to work and force them to negotiate, which they used to do with steel workers and things like that. But this administration, a month away or so from the election, does not want to do anything that could harm the union vote. So we shall see how all that goes.
By the way, the age of consent, you got me thinking, in Kentucky, is 16. Kentucky. 16.
Well, it probably in the age of parents' consent is a lot older than that.
I don't know how old
the daughter was. But even if she was in the young 20s, he wouldn't appreciate the judge doing something with his daughter. So, you know, that's an emotional thing. So we'll see where that is going to end up.
By the way, age of consent in Texas, by the way, is 17.
Yeah. But ask how many daddies gives the consent at 17.
Yeah, you're right.
And we'll get back with you on that one.
Yes, you will.
Yeah, particularly ones that carry guns and know what to do with them. See if that consent's going to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hold up.
It's the Eric and Bob Morning Talk radio program here at 95.9 in our Austin studios, returning you to the Jimmy Carter Report for page two.
One of the things I've noticed about the news business after all these years, you'll always hear things like this. CVS is laying off nearly 3,000 workers as it reportedly considers a breakup. Okay, so you'll see where they're going to lay off 3,000 workers. Yesterday, CMT got rid of all the production people, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people at CMT, so they're not doing news anymore. I'm not even sure they're going to even do any specials or anything like that, or if they are, they're going to do them somewhere else, and it won't be done in Nashville. So you hear stuff like that. But what you don't see is so-and-so hiring 400 people or whatever. Like, I know the Birmingham Police Department, for example, they're putting some huge money out there for people to come and be policemen. For $5,000 signing bonuses and $10,000 quarterly, you know, just all kinds of money that they're throwing around because they're real short on policemen, as I'm sure a lot of cities are.
It's $2,000 with the Austin Police Department.
Yeah, it's higher than that in Birmingham. So, and the cost of living is cheaper, too, I would think. But it's just interesting. You don't hear about people hiring people. This story's getting out a lot of attention today. The world's only natural source of quartz was affected by the hurricane there in Spruce Pine, North Carolina. The highest quality quartz sand is used to make silicone wafers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that you got a big appetite for this kind of quartz in the Austin area. They don't know how badly this place is damaged. They think they might have some of the quartz mines in the area. I mean, when you dump 24 inches of rain on anything, or flood it for that matter, so we'll see. But that is a big story in the tech world about that. People are eating well in the world of politics. PAC committee, you know, people action committees, Republicans, because you have to tell them this stuff now, the Republicans have spent $762,000 at the Capitol Grill Steakhouse this election season. The Democrats have spent just $59,000. One theory is that the Republicans like steak, and Democrats have a more eclectic food. You know, they're eating whatever, you know, worms or something. I don't know what they're eating. But
worms.
Whatever they're eating, they're eating foo-foo food. So that's an interesting stat I hadn't seen before.
Well, inappropriate. Today's National Kale Day. I don't miss kale at least once a day. I got
to
have it.
Oh, boy. I know. You go to my daughter's house, these kids, what they eat, it's a lot of kale and a lot of mumbo jumbo. You know, it really is. And I don't know.
Maybe they live longer.
I've lived a long time eating crap. So, you know, what are you going to do? LVMH, the largest champagne producer in the world, just bought a stake, and this is another one that's on that side of the fence, non-alcoholic sparkling wine. There's now a boozeless trend. After there was so much booze, now they're trying to go in the boozeless trend. I'm on a kick lately, and I got all kinds of questions about it. I've started to I want to drink more water. Everybody needs to drink a lot of water, okay? That's no matter what your political persuasion is, you got to drink more water. It's just better for you. But I've gotten on this kick of, but water's boring to me. And to try to eat it with meal, this is boring. I still want my at least unsweetened tea with some kind of chemical put in it to make it feel better or something. But I'm now drinking this Pellegrino water or Perrier, water with, you know, gas. Is that bad? What if that's bad for you?
I drink that at the bar when I'm trying not to get
water with gas.
Well, he's talking like
carbonation,
like club soda.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's carbonation.
Club soda, but it's close. Yeah, it's sparkling natural mineral water, and you can't, you know, it bubbles if it was in your mouth. But I love this stuff. But I was just wondering if it gets down your stomach and, you know, that CO2 or whatever and stays there. I don't know.
That's a good question. Inquiring minds want to know, Jimmy.
Tom Brady's putting his watch collection up for sale. Bob, you might want to go for this. It's valued as much as $6 million.
Wow.
He's letting Sotheby's handle that. CNN put up a digital paywall. You got to pay $3.99 a month now for unlimited access to their website. Haven't been there this week and don't really plan to go. Fortnite, I don't even know what that is.
It's a game.
What? It's a game?
Yeah, kids play.
It allows parents to set time limits for their kids in case you want them to hate you.
That's a good point. Yeah.
So it won't. American Pickers Frank Fritz has died. He was the guy with the beard. He was. I love that. The show was cool. I wasn't invested in it completely, but I did enjoy when if I was in a hotel room and stuck, and the History Channel was the only thing interesting.
I
would
that
watch
show.
That. It was good. Frank Fritz had a stroke 2 years ago and died in the last couple of days. His partner, Mike Wolf, was with him when he died, and he said that was real sweet. John Amos died. He was on a lot of things, but Good Times was probably his most famous role. Yeah. Would know his face if you didn't.
Yeah.
I can't hold it up, but
his nose gave it away. He had a distinct nose.
Yeah, he's good at real gruff kind of guy. And I don't know, Bob's probably already got this date booked, so he's so busy, but February the 27th of 2026 will be the opening of Scream 7 with Neve Campbell.
Ooh, she's back.
I'm busy that day.
Wasn't she in the original one?
Yeah. I think I'm busy there, though.
That woman is intriguing.
Neve Campbell.
Oh my gosh,
she's beautiful. Or she haven't seen her in a while, but
like, not Rod Stewart's daughter.
Don't give me lying.
Yo, you mean Phil Collins' daughter, Lily?
Is that who it is? Is that
American
who that is?
Yeah, Paris. America. Yeah, Julia, Lily in Paris. That's the one you think about.
No,
isn't it? Well, how many daughters you got intriguing with? Whose daughter?
Neve Campbell is a rock and roll singer's daughter. I'm pretty
got
sure.
Me.
Not Rod Stewart, but somebody like that.
Somebody named Lynn Campbell.
I'm trying to see. I looked it up. She's 50 years old now. Stump the band. Her parents are Jerry Campbell and Marty Neve.
Well, never mind.
Never heard of him.
I'm thinking another intriguing woman.
Bob. Okay.
Sorry. Took us down a road there. But Jimmy, before you go.
Dead end. It left us.
We're going to have to get on this kale thing. It's National Kale Day. Considered to be the world's healthiest food, it has more nutritional value than spinach. And the main thing it does is it increases your sensual pleasures. Listen.
Yeah,
today is National Kale Day.
I say put a little salt on it.
I'm making a big bowl of kale. It's supposed to be good for me.
Have a great kale day.
I'm going to be in perfect health. Kale.
Hey, if this isn't for you, Friday is National Cinnamon Roll Day.
Okay, we're Friday.
Now we're talking.
Now we can get some nutrition.
I love cinnamon roll. I love cinnamon roll.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Jimmy,
thank you.
Have a good Wednesday. See you tomorrow. Jimmy Carter will be back tomorrow. And of course,
my wife would have made you go to the next room for that bit.
Because the guy was eating?
Because, yeah.
Just can't handle that.
Whatever that disease is that you can't hear people eating. Yes.
Or smacking.
Smacking, yeah.
There's
a true term for it.
Doritos.
Is
you drive her crazy. Yeah, Swartner Farm and Ranch bringing you Jimmy Carter. Also, Precision Camera and Video and the Prime Bank of Texas make every stage of your life prime.
Go misophonia, Bob.
Misophonia.
Misophonia is a condition that causes people to have an intense emotional reaction to certain sounds, including eating. Word misophonia comes from the Greek word misos, hatred, and phonio, sound. My wife has the hatred of me eating chips.
Okay, I'm going to try to remember that because it sounds like mesothelioma.
Yeah, you get that cancer stuff, right?
Yeah, asbestos. It gets in your lungs, doesn't go out eventually.
Yeah, all right.
You have to start eating a lot of kale. What I hear.
Slurping, chewing, tapping, clicking. Oh, if you got candy in your mouth and you're clicking it on your teeth, get out!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.